Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of following you and being where you are. And I thank you, Lord, because we looking to you and listening to you and what you are saying to us. I thank you that the Father also blesses us because, yeah, we fulfilling the requirements of your word. So I thank you, Lord, as it says in John 14, that you, Jesus, has come and made your home with us, and our Father has come and made their home with us. So we thank you for the reality of the God quality of life, true quality of life that we were predestined for, that we now have in fellowship with you, in obedience, in staying in tune. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 26 from verse 14 to 16. Then one of the 12 apostles, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and he asked, "What will you pay me if I hand him over to you?" They offered him 30 silver coins. From then on, he looked for a chance to betray Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sad, sad. And I mean, this is, just comes after that wonderful reality of when that lady came and she poured that portent, expensive perfume over and washed Jesus's feet with her hair, and this is where Judas was already, he was upset. So this is what sparked, now he's going to betray Jesus. And then the word goes on further, you can read it in the chapter, where it says that Jesus is there to fulfill his purpose, his destiny, what is prophesied. But woe to him who betrays Jesus, like Judas. It would be better for him not to be born. So this is, guys, this is real encouragement for us to just stay following, stay in tune with Jesus, because that's what it's all about. He has paid the price. He's ruling and reigning, and it's about perseverance. It's a wonderful word to the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3, and God gave this to me just before this COVID and what is happening now in the world started, you know, escalating. The evil started escalating. The devil started showing his teeth, his lies. His people became evident, and it's becoming evident who's for and who's against Jesus, because that's what it's all about. You're either for him or you're against him. And it's all about perseverance, guys. We got to persevere. And so God gave me a word there, and he said, because you have kept my word and my name, and even though you're weak, you haven't got a lot of power, I will keep you from this persecution, this deception, this lies coming upon this earth. And so, guys, it's all about just staying persevering, staying in tune with your Lord. And as you have come to life and life in abundance, God has got, eternity is yours. The kingdom is yours. The leadings of God are yours. The great and precious promises, is everything pertaining to life and godliness is yours. But it's about perseverance. And he says it's because you have persevered and you've kept the crown of the helmet of salvation, is knowing the truth and staying in the truth. He protects us, guys. So it's just about, just want to encourage you this morning. And I've given you some beautiful scriptures here about, as you are born again of the Spirit and you're led by the Spirit, you've got to persevere and keep that hope, because the fullness is available, but we are growing into the fullness. So it's like children that has turned away from darkness, turned away from the deception, from the lies of evil one, and has come to the Lord, and you need to stay with the Lord now. Amen. So stay with the Lord. Don't be like a Judas. Learn it was. He counted himself unworthy of eternal life. Count yourself worthy, because Jesus, the blood of Christ, has died for you. Now arise and shine and persevere in all that is good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.